morning and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones. And in the news, the Chancellor George Osborne had some good news for Scottish farmers and rural businesses despite the rather bleak economic forecasts. The planned 3 pence rise in fuel duty has been put off at least until August, and the 5 pence a litre cut in the same fuel duty for the Inner and Outer Hebrides and the Northern Isles will finally arrive in March. There's also a target for 99% mobile phone coverage and more widely available broadband on the cards too. But the detail further on in the Chancellor's statement shows that he wants to make it easier for farms and estates to use old farm buildings for non-agricultural purposes, including offices and small businesses. The tax relief on business startups and simpler rules on employment could be good news for those in the countryside looking at alternative and new enterprises. So, not too bad, but could have done better, the message for George Osborne. Also in the news today, lamb rustling is up by a staggering 250%. It's all to do with the high cost of meat this year. That's up by 60%. And that lamb finding its way onto the black market, along with extra quantities of beef, pork and game. The police further south tell us it's only going to get worse as Christmas approaches, so watch your stock carefully. And if you haven't already done so, why not join the Farm Watch scheme, which now operates across much of our MFR area. Total losses of stolen sheep and lambs now amount to around £5 million so far this year alone. So far in our own patch, things are not too bad, but Northern Constabulary's Graham Murdoch urges us not to be complacent and still keep an eye out for those scrap metal thieves as well.
We don't have a huge problem in this area in terms of theft of livestock, etc., but we are aware in other parts of Northern Constabulary at the moment that seems to be a bigger problem. So it's in relation to livestock, it's farm equipment, trailers, fencing, and indeed there's always a big market out there for the theft of scrap metal as well, right across our force area. And of course farms and industrial premises out in the rural areas are quite vulnerable for that sort of thing.
So why not join the Farm Watch scheme? It's operated jointly by NFU Scotland and Northern Constabulary, and let's try and help each other to avoid becoming crime victims on our farms, crofts and rural properties this Christmas time. Just get in touch with your local NFU office and they'll point you in the right direction. But I'll leave you with that thought for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.